Today is April 26th. Pastor is saying to us, perfect without defects. Our opening scripture comes from the book of Acts chapter 3 verse 16. And his name through faith in his name had made this man strong, whom ye see and know. Yea, the faith which is by him had given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all. I want you to notice the expression, perfect soundness, in our opening verse. It's rendered from the Greek word holokleria, which means a perfect state of health, a condition of health with no problems whatsoever. This is God's desire for you, and is one of the many blessings of living in and by the name of Jesus. James chapter 1 verse 4 expresses a similar thought. It talks about being perfect and entire, wanting nothing. The term translated entire is holokleros, the verb form of holokleria. It implies being perfectly sound, complete without blemish. What a life. Then to make this happen, God gave us the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of life, to keep us perfectly sound. Romans chapter 8 verse 11 says, but if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his Spirit that dwelleth in you. Hallelujah. In the previous verse 10, it says, but if Christ is in you, then even though your body is subject to death because of sin, the Spirit gives life because of righteousness. Romans chapter 8 verse 10 of the New International Version. Christ in you, the Holy Spirit in you, guarantees you perfect soundness of spirit, soul, and body. It brings to mind Peter's encounter with Aeneas, who had been crippled for 8 years. All Peter said to him was, Aeneas, Jesus Christ maketh thee whole. Arise and make thy bed. And he arose immediately. Acts chapter 9, verse 34. Aeneas was restored to a perfect state of health because Peter understood the transcendent power of the name of Jesus and Christ living in us. As a Christian, Christ lives in you, and you live in him. Your faith in his name and consciousness of his indwelling presence will keep you in perfect soundness. Glory to God. Please say this prayer with me. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for making me perfect and entire, wanting nothing. I'm righteous, holy, unblameable, and unreprovable in your sight. To the glory and praise of your name. Amen. For further study, please read 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23, and James chapter 1, verse 4 of the Amplified Classic. For the one-year Bible reading plan, please read Luke chapter 22, verses 1 to 38, and 1 Samuel chapters 26 to 28. For the two-year Bible reading plan, please read Romans chapter 16, verses 1 to 11, and Psalm chapters 133 to 134.
Thank you for listening today. We trust you have been blessed. For more information about the Rhapsody of Realities and our other materials, please visit www.loveworldpublishing.com or give us a call on +44 1708 556 604. God bless you.